Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm your host, Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Would you be able to recognize a person who robbed you or pick them out of a lineup? Emily Stark, assistant professor of psychology at Minnesota State University, explains why it may all depend on the nature of the crime.
In 1981, 22-year-old Jerry Miller was arrested for robbing, kidnapping, and raping a woman. Miller was identified by two witnesses as well as by the victim herself. Miller was convicted, served 24 years in prison, and was released on parole as a registered sex offender. However, DNA taken from the victim's clothing, which could have come only from the perpetrator, did not come from Miller. In fact, a DNA profile completed by the FBI implicated another man. On April 23, 2007, Miller became the 200th person in the United States to be exonerated through DNA evidence. Why were the eyewitnesses wrong? One aspect of crimes that can impair memory is whether a gun was used in the crime. We are very quick to notice guns. They completely grab our attention. However, when we focus on the weapons, we are not focusing on other things, such as the perpetrator's face, clothing, or getaway car, details that are important in making a correct identification. In a study conducted by Frederick Leinfeldt in 2004, participants viewed videos of crime scenarios that included weapons and were asked questions about them. Even in this laboratory study, the presence of a weapon impaired participants' memories for other details. Virtually all participants correctly identified the weapon seen in the video, suggesting that their attention was drawn to the weapon. They were less accurate in remembering the getaway car and other details about the perpetrator, which could make them unreliable witnesses if these had been real crimes. The findings from research studies like this one have helped to educate lawyers, judges, and police about the factors that can contribute to errors in eyewitness testimony.
That was Minnesota State University's Emily Stark. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Everything that you strong wanna find.